I hope y'all are. Today's episode, we talking about Benazir Bhutto. Y'all don't know the name, unless you on top of your game, unless you from Pakistan, unless you're Pakistani, unless you understand the significance of this person. See, I ain't even go through all the little lead-ups. I went straight in. Y'all know what I'm saying? This is what we do. Rest in peace to her. She was assassinated in 07. This is what we doing, man. It's Asian and Pacific Islander month. I don't know how Pakistanis fall in either one of those categories, but somehow it does. And, you know, it is what it is. And that's what we're going to do for the whole month, man, here and there. We're going to get down and rock out with y'all. This is how we doing. Word up. Yeah. Please enjoy this. Do your research about this woman. Crazy life. Extraordinary life. It's saying something to be the Prime Minister of Pakistan. It really is. It shows that there was evolution. And then there was some other stuff going on too. But that's everywhere. You know what I'm saying? We're in America. We had a black president. It got crazy for 8 years. Trust me. I understand. But this is what we do. Please do your research about her. Check her out. Do the history. This is what we do. Thank y'all for listening. You know, we're out here on podcasts everywhere. Check us out on Spotify, Apple. I don't really know too many other joints that's popping with podcasts. You know, I'm on my end, try to put some more joints out and keep the game moving too from my side of it. This is what we do. As always, if you're trying to hear the actual mix shows, the music, go to Mixcloud, Google me, check me out on Legal Crime Radio, Wednesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard, Saturdays, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard. Boom, this is what we do. Hot Vibes Radio, Thursdays, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard. It's all whatever, man. You know how it is. We doing what we do. And this is my job to get down and throw some dope history at y'all. Word up. Please enjoy. Let's go. Yes, rest in peace, the Fife. Hey, we out here just zoning out, man. We jamming out. Woo! Hey, we out here rocking, y'all. Y'all know what we doing. As we go on to do what we do, you know what the time it is. You know it's that time of the night. I'm going to hit y'all off with something that I'm lost on how this works. So y'all going to have to ride with me on a couple of these joints throughout the month. Asian and Pacific Islander month or whatever, right? And when you look up stuff, they have Middle Eastern people in it. Again, remember when I was telling y'all last month? It feels like they saying, you know what I'm saying, anybody who's not Hispanic and black is your joint. We'll group y'all all together. It's crazy and all that. But tonight's person I'm choosing for a lot of reasons. Female History Month. Women's History Month was last month. And then it's also second day of Ramadan. Salute to all my Islamic people out there. And yo, this is history still. Pakistani woman. Oh, snap. I'm tripping. Whoa. Take it from the top. I was about to just zone right into, man. Y'all have no idea. Take it from the top. This moment in black history. Hey, oh, my bad, not even black, This moment in Asian and Pacific Islander history, yeah. Now, I'm about to butcher this woman's name. She's a Pakistani. She's a Pakistani politician. She was part of the Pakistani People's Party, the PPP. Not the joint Redman was talking about, nah. Yo, you know what I'm saying? She was a leftist. She was actually the equivalent. You know, her father was the equivalent to the security of the state in the U.S. She was the first woman to lead that whole joint. You know what I'm saying? She was like the first woman. She also was a prime minister in 88. She was also a prime. She was a founding member of the PPP, the Pakistani People's Party. And she was also a prime minister in 88. She was prime minister in 88. A woman in Pakistani. A Pakistani. Hey. I don't know. I'm out here talking this talk because I'm trying to avoid. I don't know how to pronounce it. And I don't want to butcher people's names. But let me bring out the knives. Benazir Bhutto. Benazir Bhutto. You know what? We gonna spell it. Benazir. That's the first name. Bhutto. Last name. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? Her father was executed in 1979 for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Government voted her in. She was there. She did her thing. You know what I'm saying? She was out here. She left Pakistan due to like a lot of, you know, death threats and all this. She went out there to Dubai. You know what I'm saying? She returned and was killed in gunfire. You know what I'm saying? Suicide bombing while campaigning in 07. She went back. You know what I'm saying? Great. Like, please look this woman up. You know what I'm saying? And you got to think about, we're talking about a female in Pakistan. What? In 1988. I mean, even right now, it's going to be kind of hard to get up and out, up in the mix. She was doing this back then. Salute to her. And I'm about to butcher the name. So bear with me. And I'll pull out the knives once more. Benazir. Benzini. Look, Benzini. That's a food, ain't it? And I'm Benazir Bhutto. I really need to. And then when I do the whole thing and I be out here doing the pronunciation joint, I can tell y'all right now, it don't matter because I end up not remembering how to do that later on. But please do your research on this woman. Benazir Bhutto. Bam, you know what I'm saying? And while I'm at it, let me make a correction. Last week I said St. Joseph, I meant St. Peter's. Who, by the way, the head coach is now going to be at Seton Hall. So it is what it is, man. So, yo, and I'm watching the joint tonight, too. You know what I'm saying? And y'all know me, man. I'm anti-Duke. But this is supposed to be Coach K's last year. So I'm kind of hoping they beat North Carolina and then even win the championship and let Coach K go out with a bang. One of the last living good ones out there, man, for real. It's a lot of great coaches. Hubie Brown, by the way, I'm all totally off subject real quick about the whole black history, Asian Pacific Island history. Hubie Brown is still alive and announcing on TV. Hubie Brown. I don't know if y'all know what I'm talking about. Hubie Brown from, like, I remember middle school. Hubie Brown was talking, and he had the voice. He's still out here doing this. Hubie Brown looked like he was 100 when I was in middle school. Come on, man. Yo, gotta take care of yourself, for real. For real, take care of yourself, because you can be here forever like Hubie Brown. That's all I'm on to yell. And matter of fact, when you go to the MLB channel, a lot of them old dudes that used to be on ESPN baseball joint, they over there. Like, these dudes is not, they don't go nowhere. They not passing away. The Boston guy, Ryan, see him on ESPN every once in a while. He's still just hanging out. People who was just popping off when I was in, like, middle school, still here. You know what I'm saying? Crazy. I'm totally off topic. Back to the Black History Moment joints. I mean, Asian and Pacific Islander joints. Let's get into this music, man. Get at me. Google me. Let's do what we do, man. Word up. Never easy. Yeah. Turn this down. My life was never easy. All right, turn this down. Anyway, yo, you know how we do, man. It's that time. I got to go. I got a little carried away. I was out here zoning on joint. My life was never easy. Hey, I only play the game verse. Y'all know how I do that joint. The Beastie Boy joint. Yo, I don't know why people don't use that beat more often than y'all. Anyway, this is what we do, man. I will holler at y'all next week. You know how we get down. You know how we get down. This is what we do, man. I love doing this right here. So, yo, y'all already know how I got to do before I get up out of here. They say you only live once. That's a lie. You only die once. So anytime that your God allows you to get out here and continue your journey, please show the world the best version of you. Y'all be safe. Peace.
This is a Soul of Art presentation. Patient.